Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fabian Kowalik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Biggs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Biggs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Powers. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Knotzer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Fabian Kowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kowalik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Kress moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowlick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Seeds steals second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Pitlock moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fabian Cowlick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowlick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowlick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson bunts towards first. Knutzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. Hayes scores. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Fabian Kowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kowalik is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kowalik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knutzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Knutzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Biggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Biggs hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowlick juggles the ball. That's an error on Cowlick. Russell moves to second. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-2 in the game. Powers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Powers reaches second base with a double. Russell scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Powers moves to third. Averill moves to second. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Powers scores. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague is hit by the pitch. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. Knutzer moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick scores. Knutzer moves to third. Montague moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knutzer scores. Montague moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Phil Galavan now pitching. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown pinch hits for Ed Morgan. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowlick fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Montague scores. Russell moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Galavan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Sullivan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Fabian Cowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowalik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cowalik takes first base on ball 4. Charlie English pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. 1 out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Cowalik moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowalik scores. Norman moves to third. It's White Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norman scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knotzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Fabian Kowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kowalik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kowalik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jack Russell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kowalik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com strikes out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.